there is a cancer growing in America, and it's progressive. While trying to finish up an article on Merrick Garland's disastrous hearing in the House the other day, I happened across this article this morning. Philadelphia swarmed by alleged juvenile looters targeting the Apple Store, Lululemon, Foot Locker, and others. I thought to myself, again, how do people who reside in these cities have a decent life in these cities? And what will become of any of these alleged 100 looters? Seeing as it's a liberal city, not a damn thing. Oh well, you get the government the majority of you vote for, right? Thank God I, along with the rest of America, don't live in a shithole city like Philadelphia. The really unfortunate part of the story above is that it's not just Philadelphia, it's Chicago, Seattle, Los Angeles, and an ever-growing number of cities across the United States. A growing cancer. Below is part 6 of my 6-part series I created as book trailers for my new book 2020, For the Reckoning. If you haven't watched them, please take a few minutes and do so. Parts 1 through 5 describes how America arrived at where we are now, which was addressed in depth in the book COVID-19, the convenient virus from China, with the finale below, which focuses on 2020 For the Reckoning. To get the full story, please order both books, available on Amazon.com. But for now, I invite everyone to watch the video below. Feel free to pause this audio so you can watch the video. Honest to God, I never cease to be amazed how many people here in the US appear to be totally on board with what's going on in this country. And notice I didn't bring up the border crisis in the video, which I should have in hindsight. Plenty of time for that in future articles. Joe Biden's approval ratings are already in the tank, but what does that say about the 35% of Americans who believe he's doing a great job and will most likely vote for him next year? I just wrote about this in my previous article, and I'm still baffled why any sane individual would support this. Incredibly enough, many do. Epilogue. Is the poster child for crime in America a black one? Difficult question to ask, isn't it? Some might even call just asking the question racist. I guess that all depends on the opinion of the one who considers it. The reason I bring it up is not so much the news article mentioned at the beginning, it was the literally hundreds of comments by those who offered their opinions after reading it. 99.9% of all comments involved the race of these looters. I'll leave it up to you to read them, but suffice to say, it was not a good look for black communities in large Democrat-controlled cities. Below is an excerpt from my book From Racism to Woke Racism, which addresses this. Excerpt, Race and Crime. I made the statement earlier, organizations like Black Lives Matter, along with Democrat politicians being amplified by the liberal media, has done more damage to the black community in the past 5 years than it has in decades. Before we take a deeper dive into possible reasons and arguments for the above statement, we first have to acknowledge that everything regarding the rise in crime appears to be confined to large Democrat-controlled cities and states. It's important for the reader to keep this in mind. It would be irresponsible to say that crime everywhere you look is committed specifically by blacks. However, in cities like Chicago, New York City, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, along with others, all it takes is watching the evening news to see pretty much every perpetrator in just about every news story relating to crime or blacks. It's gotten to the point that before a photo of the alleged suspect is revealed, one assumes their race with amazing accuracy. In the past 5 years, on just about every cable news program, it's been the same backed up by videos taken of events or arrests. Again, in large cities. Looting, primarily blacks. Shoplifting, primarily blacks. Assaults in subways, downtown areas now in broad daylight, primarily blacks. Random murders, primarily blacks. Daylight shootings, primarily blacks. Violent crime in general, primarily blacks. Crimes against Asians and other people of color, primarily blacks. From what Americans see on cable news, it appears that the only crimes whites have a monopoly on are mass school shootings, mass shootings in general, and serial killers, which, thank God, doesn't happen on a regular basis. Oops. Almost forgot, the lunatic leftist protesters, better known as Antifa, in Oregon and Washington. That being said, this is not a good look for the black community. Not because crimes committed by blacks are necessarily prevalent across the entire nation, it's because it appears that way when one watches the evening news or any news platform for that matter. It's all about the optics. And where do we get all these optics from? You guessed it. The media.
Why?
Do I really have to answer that? Think about it. On the one hand, you have people suddenly brought on cable news shows as some sort of expert in some field or study most know nothing about, who most viewers have never seen or heard of before, but because they completed a class in Psychology Sandbox after reading a few books by Sigmund Freud and Edward Bernays, and are deemed experts by liberal media, what they say is supposed to mean something. These so-called experts insist the root cause of everything negative in the world is white supremacy, even though most of these experts turn out to be the children of liberal professors subscribing to the ant colony belief in how to structure society. They are too young to know this never worked anywhere. History be damned. History to them is the main roadblock. Hence their attempt to erase it. It's surprising how many viewers actually believe their garbage. We are bombarded from liberal media with how horrible all white people are for not realizing how horrible all white people are because it's now a proven fact that all white people are subconsciously horrible. Therefore, it's not the fault of whites, but that's okay, they can fix us. All they want to know is where to send the bill for their services. On the other hand, we turn on the nightly news to see yet again a barrage of senseless violent crimes committed by people of color. And where are all these crimes taking place? The same places as the people from the one hand live. Makes sense? What happens next? Bail reform. Result? More crime. Media's hand in all this? The nightly news showing blacks shooting up streets, killing kids, assaulting cops, and being arrested only to be released hours later by virtue of bail reform.
Why?
Controversy, chaos, lack of trust in our institutions. Result? More viewers, more ad revenue, clickbait. Viewers shaking their heads in disbelief, wondering how these morons voting for bail reform allowing violent criminals to be released hours after viciously beating an Asian woman for no reason were voted into office. What's worse is when these Democrat officials are called out on their decisions, they have no comment. Any sane individual has to know bail reform has done nothing more than increase violent crime, unfortunately resulting in innocent people getting killed. Most bizarre is that these officials will most likely get reelected, which tells me two things. Either Democrats and liberals really are that stupid, or all elections in blue states are rigged. After seeing interviews on YouTube with liberals, sadly, I'm going to have to go with the stupidity answer. Is what described above happening everywhere? Of course not. But, and this is important, the media makes it look as if it is. Optics, optics, optics. So, according to those so-called experts, as seen on TV, supported by liberal media, all whites are horrible and all blacks are committing disgusting crimes, getting arrested then released just to commit more disgusting crimes is the fair thing to do, because all whites are horrible. Even though most of what we view regarding this on the nightly news is confined to large Democrat cities, the American public doesn't see it that way. They just see all the violence, crime, and the murder of innocent children being committed primarily by blacks with compelling videos or photos of black suspects with rap sheets a mile long who police are looking for. The public watching all this begin to forget the fact that this is not taking place where they live, but because of all the media attention, they eventually begin to believe this daily occurrence in these cities is coming soon to their own community. Result? Racial tension. To sum it all up, we have the white oppressor, who isn't aware he's a white oppressor, and at the same time, we have senseless crime and murder committed by blacks. Result? Hopefully the realization that watching liberal media can be hazardous to your mental health, creating further animosity towards blacks, resulting in division. How can the American public support any black cause, positive or not, when all they see on cable news is video of violence in the streets, riots, looting, shootouts in broad daylight, theft in broad daylight, murder in broad daylight, infants being killed in broad daylight with a face on just about every story is a black one. Is this warranted? Is this fair? No, it isn't. Where once it was Hollywood who portrayed blacks in a negative way, then going overboard to correct it, the liberal media has taken over this role. Only this time they have no intention of correcting anything. They're just making too much money. It's not in their best interests, nor their business model to do so. Division is profitable. White guilt, white fragility, white privilege, critical race theory like cancel culture, and the idea that one can now identify as a hockey puck just waiting on the correct pronoun are all fairly new concepts to the American public. Again, you have to think about where all this is coming from. Democrats and the radical left in large Democrat-controlled cities supported by liberal media. Remember this because it's key. Division is the key. End of excerpt. Now, when you add the fact that these Democrat-controlled cities are churning out thousands of functional illiterates from their public school systems and their continued indoctrination through social media and the absence of fathers, it's no wonder how cities like Philadelphia and others have devolved to where they are now. When it comes to this and other crimes plaguing large cities today, I don't care what color your skin is. If this doesn't stop soon, your cities and communities will turn into lawless wastelands. Retail establishments, including big box stores like Walmart and Target, are leaving your areas. You who voted for Democrats are literally killing your communities. And why you don't understand this is mind-boggling to sane America. As was stated in the video, there is a cancer growing in America, and the worst part of it all, it's self-inflicted. What will you do when you have to drive miles just to fill a medical prescription, or buy groceries as one store after another closes because of what your majorities voted for? What will you do when the cost of everything rises because so many of your neighbors have moved far away and thanking God for the means to flee? At what point do you come to the ugly truth that you have nothing left to lose and make the decision to give the other side of the aisle the opportunity to fight this self-imposed cancer? Make no mistake, the cure will be painful as laws are changed and meaningful prosecutions take place. Many will go to prison, but this is what has to happen to make your cities safe as they once were, where you can have pride once more in where you live, at least until people begin to learn there actually are consequences for their actions.